السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار نعوذ بالله من النار نعوذ بالله من النار It's a disease that plagues many communities ours and many around the world. It has been spreading and mushrooming like a foul disease. No one has the audacity to stop it. Why? Because in turn we became the couriers of it. We take it from one place to another. We take it from one ear to the other. We take it from one community to the other. In turn, it plagues most of the world. And it plagues many of the communities, Muslim communities and otherwise. I wonder what kind of a disease is this? إنها الغيبة إنها الغيبة إنها الغيبة It is the kind that we call it a backbiting. Why? When we are not loyal to those who are not present, then we bite them in the back because they are giving us their back. When we speak foul about some other people, when they are not present, then we're not loyal to them. And therefore, we backbite them. We speak about stories about them, whether that they are correct or whether that they are not correct. We just speak of them. And we utter words and stories. Many times, they are not true.
وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا.
Brothers and sisters, when I stand before somebody and I say, have you heard? And they listen. That's not a mistake in the tongue. You see, listening is different than hearing. We hear, but we do not process the information. But when we truly listen, we process the information and we take it from one place to another. So when next time you hear somebody says, have you heard? We lend them our ears. And we take the story, whatever kind of a story that is. And we observe it. And we process it. And we take it to somebody else. But then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not utter what you do not have knowledge of. Do not speak of what you do not have an authenticity of. Do not take away words and stories that you have been just given to somebody else. Maybe you will hurt them. Maybe you will cause them ill. Isn't it amazing that you will be in good terms, in good gesture with somebody, an ex person. Yet, when somebody comes and whispers something in your ear, the next day you feel that you have changed your attitude towards the brother. You no longer respect the brother. Though that many times we know that the story that has been told to us, it might not be true. But we continue to disrespect that brother. Though that I do not have an authentic proof that this brother or this sister said or did what we have been accusing them of.
إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَطَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا.
Wallahi, we shall stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us on what we have seen and we acted upon. On what we have heard and acted upon. On what we have uttered without an authentic proof, so that others would act upon. We forget. We forget that ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. We forget that there is an angel that writes our deeds. We forget that when we become in, when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our records will be put right there in front of us. And that we shall see them. And that we shall read them. And we cannot deny any of them.
في الحديث المتفق عليه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Brothers and sisters,
Anyone who claims to be a mu'min, let it be known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us that if you must say something, say it but be just. Say it but be objective. Say it and be just. And say the truth with it. Don't just say things out of your whims and desires. Don't be as what our brothers from Pakistan say. Don't be a chamcha. Don't be like a spoon that takes articles, news, unauthentic news from one place to another. Don't be a carrier. If you must say something that's good. If you must speak about somebody, then speak about that person in good. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رب أي المسلمين أفضل قال من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده متفق عليه. Authenticated by Bukhari and Muslim. Narrated by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه أنه قال I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's a golden question. And the answer, yet it's better. Which Muslim is good? Which Muslim is better than the other? How can we measure the Muslims? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu man salam al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadih. Subhanallah. If your brother is safe from your hands, you are a good Muslim. If your brother is safe or your sister is safe from your tongue, you are a good Muslim. From your hands and from your tongue. I wonder, why are we the Muslims fighting one another? And raising arms when we are not supposed to be raising them against one another. And yet, we are no longer loyal to one another in their absence. So if we're not lashing at one another with a physical weapon, we are using a more dangerous weapon than the gun or bombs. We are using the destruction of the tongue. We are using our tongues to lash the backs of others when they are not present. Even ما هي الغيبة؟ What is الغيبة؟ روى مسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتدرون ما الغيبة؟ قال الله ورسوله أعلم. قال ذكر أخاك بما يكره. قيل يا رسول الله أفرأيت إن كان في أخي ما أقول؟ قال إن كان فيه ما تقول فقد اقتبته وإن لم يكن فيه ما تقول فقد بهته. الله أكبر. How many times have we fallen in that trap? And how many times have we seen brothers and sisters committing such a heinous crime? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated by أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. He asked a beautiful question that wallahi relates to all of us today. And he said, أتدرون ما الغيبة? Do you know what is الغيبة? What is backbiting? So they said, الله ورسوله أعلم. قال ذكرك أخاك بما يكره. To mention the shortcomings of your brother. To mention and bring out to the public the dirty laundry of your brothers and sisters. To speak about your brother or to speak about your sister in a way that they would hate to hear it from you if they were present. قيل أفرأيت إن كان في أخي ما أقول يا رسول الله. What if that person is like this? What if my speech describes exactly how that brother or how that sister is? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن كان فيه ما تقول فقد اقتبته. If you have said that is what's true about that person, though that he's not present, it is considered غيبة. That means it is backbiting. But if it is not true, and many times that's the case, many times we speak evil about our brothers and sisters in such a way that it is not correct nor true. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if what you have said is not the truth, then you have slandered that brother, or you have slandered that sister. فَقَدْ بَهَتَّهُ. And the buhtan is to speak and say stories that has no truth whatsoever. To say about your brother or about your sister a story, that's not true. And that's considered slander. In the law of the non-Muslims, in the land of the non-Muslims, you can go to jail for that. Go search the law, and you will find that if you slander somebody, and that you are found out, they can take you to jail because you are befailing and befalling and demeaning that person's character. روى مسلم من حديث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وعرضه وماله. سبحان الله. Every Muslim to a Muslim is considered to be haram. To touch a Muslim in the wrong persona is considered to be haram. Three categories. Physically, in his blood. Shedding a Muslim's blood is considered to be haram. And taking by force or con-arting another Muslim or Muslima by taking their money or their possessions or their valuables without their permission is considered haram. And also a third category is to speak foul and to speak ill behind their back. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. اللهم صل. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That's the sickness. What is the cure? ما الحل وما العلاج؟ أولا عدم سماع الغيبة. إن من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. The best character of a Muslim is to push away that does not belong to you, that does not concern you, that does not cause you importance. Leave it. عدم سماع الغيبة. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. When you hear something that is not correct or that you have no authenticity of, leave it alone. Go away from it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And turn your face and turn your back away from it. Something that does not concern you, yet it concerns somebody else. Why do you delve yourself in it? Why do you witness for something that you have no proof of? Why do you speak ill about somebody that you do not even know? And you want to delve yourself in such a subject. وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من رد عرض أخيه رد الله عن وجهه النار يوم القيامة. رواه الترمذي.
Why can't we be loyal to one another? When you hear somebody that comes to you, as one of the salihin said, one of the ulama, a man came to him with an youth, and he said, Ya Shaykh, did you hear somebody says this, and this, and this about you? He said, أَلَمْ يَجِدِ الشَّيْطَانَ حِمَارًا غَيْرَكَ لِيُوَصِّلَ إِلَيَّ هَذِهِ الْأَخْبَارِ Didn't the shaytan find a better mule or a donkey other than you to bring this news to me? Why can't we stop somebody right there in their face and say, Ya Akhi, this is not my concern. I do not know this person. Leave it alone. Why can't we not have that strong self-esteem when somebody brings us news that's not authentic or that we are not sure of? Why can't we say, Ya Akhi, stop. Sister, stop. I do not know this person. Stop. Stop it right there. And turn away from them. This will make them respect you. And this will make sure that they know you are loyal to those who are not present. ما الذي يباح من الغيبة? Sometimes we have to cut open to clean the pus and then suture back. It's a temporary hurt. But it has an everlasting cure. التظلم. A wife comes to the imam and she says, my husband took my right. A man comes to the judge and says, so and so took my right. That's not considered غيبة. الاستعانة على تغيير المنكر. You know that maybe somebody collecting a group of people and they are going from one place to another stealing. Or maybe it's a false company. Or maybe you know the owner of such a place, he or that family sells things that are not permissible in Islam in their store in secret. Then bring a coalition of brothers and ask them to aid you, or that go to the authorities, or come and tell the imam of the masjid, or the correct authorities, so that they could do da'wah to them. Al-istifta, it is synonymous with al-tadallum. Al-istifta, if you come to the imam of the masjid, or you go to the judge, you obviously and absolutely have to speak about the issue that it is of your concern. And it could have some backbiting in it. But it is not considered ghibah. Because you have to speak the truth, even if it misses a character of another person. تحذير المسلمين من الشر ونصيحتهم. Yes, we warn the Muslims from danger. Yes, we all want to do أمر بالمعروف ونهي عن المنكر. But there are ways to do it. There are civil ways to do so. Come and speak to the authority. Come and speak to the imam of the masjid without causing ill feelings amongst the communities and the Muslims in general. أن يكون المقتاب مجاهرا بفسقه. And the one whom you are talking about could be somebody who clearly steps outside of their home and they're holding a beer bottle, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, in their hands. Somebody who calls towards, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, zina, أو شرب خمر, أو, things that does not coincide with Islam. And finally, التعريف. As you would say, you know the brother who is blind. You know the brother who limps a little bit. ولكن يا إخواني حذاري. Yes, many times we like to describe to somebody by saying, you know the brother who is a little bit full. But actually, you smirk a little bit. And you say, you know that fat brother. Or that you would say, you know that very dark-complected brother. And you would mention a word that is not befitting.
Or that he would say, Al-A'war. The cause of making mockery of that brother or that sister. Be objective when you describe somebody. If somebody does not know the brother or the sister you're talking about, be very objective. You know the brother who limps a little bit? You know the sister who has a short hand? But don't make any mockery of it. Because many times this will be considered ghibah. ما هي عقوبة النميمة? What is the punishment of walking amongst the people and causing divisions? Walking from one ear to another and spreading the news. What would be the punishment of that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَقْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Do not backbite one another. Would you love to see your brother eating the dead flesh of another? That would be considered cannibalism. And that is considered haram in Islam. Yet, how many times have we feasted on the dead flesh of our brothers and sisters? How many times have we drank the blood and ate the raw flesh of our brothers and sisters? عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and lend me your ears. Listen up to this hadith. Wallahi, if there is anything you can get out of this khutbah, listen to this hadith. And listen to it carefully. When I read this hadith, preparing for this khutbah, I myself want to call any brother and any sister and apologize to them. If I knew that it would not cause them anger. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة نمام. حديث متفق عليه. Authenticated by Bukhari and Muslim. Narrated by Hudhayfa رضي الله عنه. He said, anyone who backbites and walks amongst the people by spreading news, that if the same person hears it from you, they would be upset, you will not enter al-Jannah. لا يدخل الجنة نمام. لا يدخل الجنة نمام. الجنة لا يدخلها نمام. إخواني وأخواتي, والله إنها ليست من التقوى أن نتكلم في أعراض إخواننا وأخواتي. It is not from the taqwa. It is not from the mainstream of believing in Islam to speak behind our brothers in any subject. It is not from Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us not to do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran ordered us not to say it and not to speak of it. One time, in a remote area in the southern lands of America, in South America, perhaps Guyana, there were two young teenagers. And one of them was somewhat of a womanizer. And one time they were standing on the corner somewhere, and they saw a young, beautiful young lady walking in front of them. And so she winked at them. And one of them said, I gotta follow her. And he followed her. And she entered a building. And he followed her. And then she went to one of the apartments. And he entered the apartment. His friend who was waiting for him, he waited and waited and waited. And there is an hour and a half or so passed by. And his friend did not show up. And finally he decided that he needs to walk in and he needs to find out the affairs of his brother, the affairs of his friend. And when he noticed what apartment approximately where his friend entered, he He knocked on the door. And as he opened the door, he saw a young boy holding a finger in his hand and some blood coming out of his mouth. This was a family that practiced cannibalism. It's a very gory story. Imagine that there are people in this community, they are behaving in such a way. And imagine that there are people in many Muslim communities that they are behaving in such way. And imagine in some of our families that there are people behaving in such way. اتقوا الله يا إخواني ويا أخواتي. Backbiting causes nothing but ill between the people. Backbiting causes nothing except division amongst the Muslims. اتقوا الله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ويقينا صادقا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وشفاء من كل داء وبلاء. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى من الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى من الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى من الجنة. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا. اللهم قنا عذاب النار. اللهم قنا عذاب النار. اللهم من أراد بهذه الجمعية المسلمة الطيبة سوءا وإن كان من المسلمين اللهم فهد قلبه. اللهم من أراد بها سوءا وإن كان من غير المسلمين اللهم فاجعل كيدهم في نحرهم. اللهم من أراد بنا وبالإسلام شرا اللهم فكدهم. اللهم اجعل الدائرة عليهم. اللهم زلزلهم. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائبك فإنهم لا يعجزونك. هذا وما كان من توفيق فمن الله، وما كان من خطأ أو زلل أو نسيان فمني ومن الشيطان، والله ورسوله منه براء. وأقم الصلاة.